How to keep a white couch clean, in-depth guide 2021. Would you wish to obtain a bright white couch, however, be concerned about cleaning it? In this informative article, NewsDecor will discuss how to keep a white couch clean. White or light-colored couches seem clean, tasteful, and bright in the living room, making them a favorite choice among homeowners as part of the primary soft furniture in their houses. While they're beautiful, keeping them is a challenge due to their bright color. The discoloration and stains on these light-colored materials will probably be evident, so care must be taken to make certain they remain clean and bright. How to keep your white couch clean? Treat it right. Do not wait for the initial stain to take place. Get in front of this clutter and care for the couch with a fabric protector to help repel any drains or grime. It'll make it easy to clean for your kids' spill juice or anytime your dogs drag dirt in from out. Or you may buy a white couch that provides stain-resistant fabric such as those in our house. Get a washable slipcover. This is not always possible. However, I love the ease of cleaning slip-covered furniture. Although I haven't washed our whole slipcover yet, I washed the ottoman cover, and it came out sparkling white. Pottery Barn and IKEA both sell slip-covered furniture, but IKEA is likely to be half the price. Just an FYI, we were told IKEA furniture was cheap and low quality, but Dave and I have been pleased with our IKEA purchases. Also, our sofas are very comfortable. Blot and position. Always have cleaning equipment available. A couple of products will be your holy grail based on the sort of material you bought. Pro tip, not all microfiber is precisely the same. Before cleaning, hunt for your manufacturer's label that decides how to best deal with the microfiber you've got. You'll come across several letters. W signifies a water-based solution, S being a solvent-based cleaner, SW is a solvent or water-based cleaner, and X signifies vacuum just. Whether or not you are using a homemade remedy using vinegar, stain removal products, or a rag damped in dish soap, blot and place. Please do not attempt to rub the stain out since it will only push it deeper in the cloth and smear it all around. Secondly, pro tip, should you've slipcovers, wash them after a week. Do not wash it into a load of whites since the fabric of a white towel may harm the slipcover fabric. Do your best not to use bleach because bleach may play a part in turning whites into yellows with time. Last pro tip, should you have pets, then lint rolls up the couch once every week to have the hair off until it takes over the entire couch. Treat your couch with a fabric protector. Play your cards extremely carefully, and you may never get a spill stain on your white couch. However, the only preventative measure will be to see to your couch a fabric protector that leaves it blot and spill resistant, like the fabric protector you would use in your pricey suede shoes. Keep it from the sun. We all love a beautifully sunlit residence, but the harsh truth is that the same all-natural light you adore is the most significant reason behind furniture discoloration. You do not need to flip your living room to a cave, but it helps maintain your white couch from direct sunlight. Doing this can help to keep the white appearing pristine and never turning yellow. In the end, you did purchase a white couch, maybe not a beige one. Use a lint roller regularly. Have pets in your home? Afterward, pet hair will surely be a problem for your white couch. However, no matter, by lint rolling your couch every day, you prevent hair from carrying over the conclusion of your sofa. All you will need is less than 5 minutes of the time to roll up your way throughout the couch and eliminate any hair. It is, in fact, a great deal simpler to deal with that little bit of hair every day than to perform an intense sweep every once in a while. Read also, https://blog.caldwellbanker.com/white-idea-5-reasons-buying-white-sofa-worth-risk/. Use a slipcover for simple cleaning. Think about all the time you stained your couch, white or not, and thought, wow, I wish I could throw my couch into the wash. Well, you can, sort of. It's possible using a sofa slipcover. Cleaning your sofa feels 100 times simpler with a slipcover which you may remove and toss in the wash. Read also, Best Sofa Slipcover 2021, Consumer Reports, Top Review. Do not drink or eat on the sofa. Food and drink stains are common stains found on sofa chairs. A few of those stains include food coloring that has the potential to cause permanent marks on your sofa, mainly if they're left unattended for quite a while. Keep fabric cleaners useful for smaller spots. If you've got white furniture, there is a reasonably good probability you'll see several stains here and there. We have already spilled a small soda, juice, and even pizza sauce on the couch. However, we can quickly wipe all it up until it is stained because we had it protected with a stain shield. But if there's a bit of this stain left behind, I have only used carpeting or fabric cleaner to get out of it. Apply stain guard to the fabric. We had our carpets cleaned and our slip covers professionally treated with stain guard. This is far more effective than any stain protection you can buy in a store or make yourself. Although I was skeptical that it would work, I am now quite impressed. The stain guard has helped us quickly clean up small spills that didn't turn into stains or spots. Attend to stains or spillage immediately. Removing stains or spillages when it happens. The more spots stay on the sofa, the harder it's going to be to eliminate it. Put layers of kitchen paper to remove excess stains out of the upholstery the moment spillage occurs. Don't wipe or rub the spillage too, or you might wind up spreading the stain. Take a damp washcloth, preferably white color, and get started blotting the stain with water. If water is inadequate to eliminate the blot, blot the stain with a tiny amount of dishwashing detergent or shampoo. Then rinse by blotting the washed place with a clean moist cloth. Blow dry the moist spot till thoroughly tender. Cleaning your couch, here are some steps. Use Flex to clean up stains. This white sectional has seen stains of every kind. There have been many stains, from chocolate to dirt, and one unfortunate incident in which my youngest daughter got a nosebleed that splattered all over the sofa. It all went away thanks to my favorite stain remover. For best results, always spot clean immediately. Every stain I've ever noticed and removed as soon as it occurred has been gone. It does not leave more stains, but it leaves a water stain on your couch. Read other methods to clean a couch, how to clean a couch, in-depth guide, 2021. Consider your sofa material. Next, you will need to choose a suitable material for your white sofa. Your white sofa's life expectancy can be affected by the quality of its material. These are some tips to ensure a durable piece. Performance fabrics. These fabrics can withstand wear and tear so that you can choose from a white couch with slipcovers or a plain white couch. They are also easier to clean and have stain and mold resistance protection. Tight textures. Look out for sofa upholstery with more texture and a more durable weave. They will last longer. They'll hide stains better if they have a rich color and texture. Durable leather. A white leather sofa is an option if you don't need a slipcover or can't find a suitable fabric. This will give your sofa a more industrial look. White leather is also durable and easy to clean. You might want to steer clear of leather if your pet has sharp claws. White leather can be harder to clean if it is accidentally stained. FAQs. A white sofa can seem like a big and risky investment. Before you start looking for white sofas online, make sure to ask these key questions. This will give you a better idea of whether a white sofa is right for you. Is a white sofa a good fit for your lifestyle? White couches, like white furniture, can feel like a design gamble because it seems like they are a step away from being destroyed for good. You must consider whether a white sofa is right for your lifestyle. Do you often eat dinner on the sofa? Do you love to curl up on the couch with a glass of red wine after a long day? Consider your lifestyle and preferences and see if you would be happy with a white sofa. One rule of thumb, a good rule of thumb is not to buy white jeans. Are your pets ready to move on to a white sofa? Consider whether you have pets. Think about their temperament and fur color. Do your dogs love to play in the mud or curl up on your sofa? A white sofa may not be suitable for you if your dog loves to roll in the mud before curling up on your couch. Slipcovers are a great option if your cat or pooch has white fur. Our experts have more tips for pet-friendly design. Do you want slipcovers? It's inevitable to clean your white sofa, but it doesn't have to be a chore. Slipcovers are a great option if you have a white sofa but don't want to make it a chore. A white slip-covered sofa will keep your sofa looking crisp, but it's a lot easier to clean. Because slip-covers are removable and machine-washable, make sure you have two sets. You can take out one slip-cover after the other has been washed. Slip-covers in various shades of white are an option. This will allow you to change the look and feel of your white sofa. What level of upkeep can you handle? A white sofa is a good choice if you clean the sofa covers regularly, regardless of the color. If you love the look and feel that you can keep your white sofa clean, you might be hesitant to buy a white couch. White sofas are more challenging to maintain than other types of furniture. But, it is essential to consider whether you are ready for regular upkeep. While it is a personal choice, you should seriously consider this. Where will your white sofa go next? A white sofa is an excellent choice if you have a formal living room that you rarely use. Consider how the sofa will be used each day if it is intended to be used in the family room. Are you a parent? What are their ages? Are they going to know how to maintain your white sofa? Are they going to treat your white sofa as if it were their canvas? Consider your family and how they behave every day. White sofas are more popular in homes with older children or little ones who are less inclined to damage furniture. Don't be discouraged if this is not the case. There are still many ways to bring a white sofa into your home. Conclusion. Above are all methods to maintain your white couch clean. Hopefully, these ideas will help keep your white couch continually be white as if you purchased it or you're going to buy a new couch. If you've got a better hint, do not be afraid to talk about it with us in the remarks below. Video. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=4lrnxrcoa